This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Phalewas municipality becomes the first municipality in the country to begin the pension scheme. Meteorological Forecasting Division says weather will be fair in most part of the country for next 3 days. And a teenager becomes the first protester to die in anti-coup demonstrations in Myanmar. Now, the news in detail. The Phalewas municipality in Parbat district has begun a workers' welfare fund and civic gratuity scheme. The pension program has been launched to address the financial problems of the workers in the unorganized sector and the citizens above 60 years of age. Accordingly, the workers in the unorganized sector will deposit rupees 500 monthly, which will be matched by the municipality. Mayor Padampani Sharma and Executive Director of the Trust, Raman Nepal, signed the Memorandum of Understanding at a function on Friday. Under the first phase of the scheme, 800 workers have been listed. Speaking at the program, Mayor Sharma expressed happiness for being the first municipality in the country to begin the pension scheme by establishing the Civic Welfare Fund. An urban health centre has come into operation at Panchkhal Municipality 3 of Kapri Palanchok on Friday. Mayor Mahesh Kharel inaugurated the centre established with the objective of reaching health services to the doorsteps of the people. On the occasion, Mayor Kharel said that the urban health service centre will reach its service to every citizen in the municipality, while those above 65 years of age will receive the service at their doorsteps. Ward No. 3 Chair Sundar Adhikari said that the centre was established at the special initiative of the ward to provide easily accessible health service to the people. One person has died in a bike accident along the East-West Highway on Friday. District Police Office informed the deceased has been identified as Ananta Acharya, who was working as a branch manager of Global IME Bank, FICCL. Police have informed that he died while undergoing treatment at Birtamod-based B&C Hospital. The weather will be fair in most parts of the country for the next 3 days. Meteorologist Barun Paudil said the weather will continue to be affected with the gradual increase in temperature for some days. Cloudy weather with light rainfall was experienced towards the afternoon and evening since the last few days. According to the meteorologist, the change in weather towards the afternoon and evening is due to the nearing pre-monsoon period. The weather is predicted to be fair in the next 3 days. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly region of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, while fair in the rest of the country towards the afternoon. Meteorological Forecasting Division states the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 5.3 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature was 22.7 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. The weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly region and fair in the rest of the country tomorrow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A young woman has become the first protester to die in the anti-coup demonstration in Myanmar after she was shot in the head last week. The teenager was injured 2 days before her 20th birthday when police tried to disperse protesters. Rights group said her wound was consistent with one from live ammunition. Myanmar had seen days of protest following a military coup which overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The police have denied using lethal force at the rally in the capital Naypyidaw earlier, but doctors have said two other protesters were also struck by live rounds. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to declare a major disaster for Texas, clearing the way for more federal funds to be spent on relief efforts. Power is returning in the state and temperatures are set to rise, but some 13 million people are still facing difficulties accessing clean water. Mr. Biden has said he will visit Texas as long as his presence is not a burden on on relief efforts. Nearly 60 deaths have been attributed to the cold weather across the United States. Several other southern states hit by the snow and ice storm this week have also reported water service outages. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told America is back and is fully engaged in helping resolve issues including the pandemic, climate change, and Iran's nuclear ambitions. In his first international interview, Mr. Blinken stressed the importance of worldwide vaccination against COVID-19. He also criticized China for its lack of transparency in uncovering how coronavirus emerged. It marks a break with the America First policy of Donald Trump. Mr. Blinken was speaking at the leaders of the G7 richest industrialized nations met in the virtual session. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Falewas municipality becomes the first municipality in the country to begin the pension scheme. Meteorological Forecasting Division says weather will be fair in most parts of the country in the next three days, and teenager becomes the first protester to die in anti-coup demonstrations in Myanmar. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.